This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana Statehouse. I'm Sue Lincoln. You sued the state and you won. Getting the judgment paid? That's going to take an act of the legislature. Each session, lawmakers file appropriations bills trying to get the state to pay what courts have ruled is owed to plaintiffs. Crowley Representative Jack Montese has filed a bill on behalf of the Louisiana Probation and Parole Officers Association to pay a judgment of more than $3.5 million.
The process says that I have to go to appropriations with a bill that captures that money.
In 2009, a retirement fund for probation and parole officers was set up, paid for by a portion of probation and parole fees. In 2012, the money disappeared.
What happened was the money got swept in the fund sweeps bill. The parole and probation officers file suit, and that's when the judge ruled that it was unconstitutional to take that money to use in the general fund.
That ruling came down in November 2013. Now Montese says he's trying to get the state to make good on the debt.
If they don't have the money, they don't pay.
Montese says this isn't a new problem, but it's one that could ultimately impact the state's credit rating.
I know for a fact there's a lot of judgments that have never been paid.
Amounts range from thousands to hundreds of millions of dollars in the 26 judgment bills filed this session, with at least one bill seeking to satisfy a judgment that's been left unpaid for over 30 years. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.